Mirandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chakshur Miritam Dina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manavistam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Padamayam Dhati Shavanatikam. Welcome to the Kirtan Reform Workshop. Thank you very much for coming. First of all, a disclaimer. In this seminar, I'll have some fairly negative comments to make about various things people do in modern ISKCON Kirtan. Practically all of my friends, all the devotees I most admire, and all my favorite Kirtan leaders regularly do one or another of the things that I'm talking about. So I don't intend to attack anyone personally or insinuate that anyone is spiritually defective. Please don't think that if your guru does something you hear about in my seminar, you have to ditch him and look for someone else. But I wouldn't mind if some of the features of modern ISKCON Kirtan came up for review. And at least I hope that this seminar will help make the world safe for devotees who may not always want to do things the modern ISKCON way. Okay, that's our disclaimer. Our premise here is that Srila Prabhupada, come in, did give us standards to follow in Kirtan. It's not that we all have to do everything precisely as in the 1960s and 70s, but it's also not that anything goes. There are standards, there are instructions, and we should know them. Now if I switch plugs, I have... a nice comment in this regard from my godbrother Kripamoya Prabhu, who is one of the outstanding Kirtan leaders in the United Kingdom. Let's see how this works. Okay, let's start this again.
That then I'm thinking that this generation has to be very careful because whatever we set down as a standard is being copied at the moment, and we will see the, you know, the repercussions of that 3, 6, 10 years time. And after we're all gone, that will be the style in Islam today. One thing that constantly surprises me is that Prabhupada did manage over those 12 years that he was with us to pretty much keep Kirtan pretty much the same. I never heard Prabhupada do even Nizaigora Haribol. It's very important to get it right now, because although we may not think that we are sufficient parts of the parampara, whatever we do now is multiplied by the next generation, which will be then multiplied by the generation after that. So purity in consciousness, purity in philosophy, theology, but also in purity in musical expression, choice of instruments, purity, and faithfulness to what Prabhupada has given us is equally important, because that will go on for generations, and if we make a mistake, that will be difficult to correct. Hare Krishna.
Okay. That's Kripamoya Prabhu from England. Everyone could hear? That was all right? Tomorrow, maybe one of those multi talks. Huh? Speaking about purity of consciousness, this is a quotation from teachings of Lord Chaitanya, chapter 18, the conversations with Prakashananda. And these are the final words of the chapter. I think they're very significant. A bona fide spiritual master chants the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And the transcendental sound vibration enters into the ear of the disciple. And if a disciple follows in the footsteps of his spiritual master and chants the holy name with similar respect, he actually comes to worship the transcendental name. When the transcendental name is worshipped by the devotee, the name himself spreads his glories within the heart of a devotee. When a devotee is perfectly qualified in chanting the transcendental vibration of the holy name, he is quite fit to become a spiritual master and to deliver all the people of the world. The chanting of the holy name is so powerful that it gradually establishes its supremacy above everything else in the world. The devotee who chants it becomes transcendentally situated in ecstasy and sometimes laughs, cries, and dances in his ecstasy. Sometimes the unintelligent put hindrances in the path of chanting this Maha Mantra. One who is situated on the platform of love of Godhead chants the holy name loudly for all concerned. As a result, everyone becomes initiated in the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. By chanting and hearing the holy names of Krishna, a person can remember the forms and qualities of Krishna. Well, that's the summary of what we're doing in chanting Hare Krishna. It's worshipping the transcendental name of the Lord and trying to chant with similar respect to that of our spiritual master, following in his footsteps. Now, coming down to some practical instructions, the first thing is to get the words right. This is 8th canto, 5th chapter, text 25, purport. These prayers offered by Brahma to Lord Vishnu were not ordinary concocted prayers. Prayers must be approved by Vedic literature, as indicated in this verse by the words Daivibhir Girbhi. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we do not allow any song that has not been approved or sung by bona fide devotees. We cannot allow cinema songs to be sung in the temple. We generally sing two songs. One is Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. This is bona fide. It is always mentioned in the Chaitanya Charitamrita and it's accepted by the Acharyas. The other, of course, is the Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We may also sing the songs of Narottam Das Thakur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and Lochan Das Thakur. But these two songs, Sri Krishna Chaitanya and the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, are sufficient to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No cinema songs, no concoctions, songs approved by bona fide devotees. Letter to Malati, 28th January 1969. In our temple, strictly Hare Krishna chanting should be given more importance. There's no harm in this mantra you have heard, but it is not very important. There are many such common songs composed by common devotees out of sentiment. But our principle is to stick to the authorities and always remember that Hare Krishna is the prime authorized mantra. And therefore, this movement is known as Hare Krishna movement. It's very, very good for the devotees of the Hare Krishna movement to chant Hare Krishna. It's very good when we go out on kirtan for people to hear Hare Krishna. Or when they come to the temple to hear Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna chanting should be given more importance. Some more quotations? Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Lila, Chapter 7, Text 168, purport. There are sahajyas who, not knowing the importance of the Pancha Tattva, concoct their own slogans, such as Bhajanitai Gaur Radhe Sham Japa Hare Krishna Hare Ram, or Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Hare Krishna Hare Ram Sri Radhe Govinda. Such chants may be good poetry, but they cannot help us to go forward in devotional service. In such chants, there are also many discrepancies which need not be discussed here. Strictly speaking, when chanting the names of the Pancha Tattva, one should fully offer his obeisances. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. By such chanting, one is blessed with the competency to chant the Hare Krishna Mahamantra without offense. And when chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, one should also chant it fully. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One should not foolishly adopt any of the slogans concocted by imaginative devotees. If one actually wants to derive the effects of chanting, one must strictly follow the great acharyas. This is confirmed in the Mahabharata, Mahajanayena Gatasapanta. The real path of progress is that which is traversed by great acharyas and authorities. Now there comes a story. I happen to have the version told by Revati Nandan Das in the excellent book Srila Prabhupada and His Disciples in Germany. But I can tell you also that I had the same experience of seeing Prabhupada's response to this particular chant. Revati Nandan says, one devotee had picked up a chant in India. Hey Krishna Govinda Hari Murare, Hey Natha Narayana Vasudeva. When Prabhupada heard it, he called us into his room and said, this is not a Vedic mantra. This is a cinema song. An intelligent devotee just takes whatever his spiritual master provides for him, considering that to be sufficient. There are many names of God you can chant, but it's best to take what comes in disciplic succession and what the spiritual master introduces. I had the same experience. Actually, this song is quoted in a purport to Srila Prabhupada's first canto, Srimad Bhagavatam. But it's not quoted with the intention that his devotees should sing it. And when Prabhupada, one time in 26 Second Avenue, came down and the kirtan of this mantra was going on, Prabhupada said, what is this? Krishna, Govinda? What is that? And then the devotee said, it's not authorized. Prabhupada said, this is chanted by the Maya bodies. Chanted by the Maya bodies. So even though the devotee had picked it up from Prabhupada's book, it's not something that Prabhupada had taught us to chant. And when we did chant it, Srila Prabhupada disapproved. Lecture, Vrindavan, November 13th, 1972. We cannot follow an upstart manufacturing some song. What is authorized song, we shall sing. And letter to Shamsundar, 25th February, 1970. authorized songs means. The songs which were sung were composed by self-realized acharyas. It is an injunction in the Vaishnava regulations that unauthorized songs or statements should never be heard. The comparison is given that milk, although very nutritious food, if it is touched by the tongue of a serpent, it acts like poison. Last quotation in this series. One should chant the bona fide songs received from the disciplic succession. In Bhagavad Gita it is said that the chanting is powerful when one follows the disciplic succession. Evam pram pra praptam imam rajarshayo vidu. Manufacturing many ways of chanting will never be effective. However, chanting the song or the narration left by the previous acharyas, Mahajano Yena Gatasa Panta, is extremely effective, and this process is very easy. Srimad Bhagavatam 7.9.18 purport. So those are the instructions. And now we come to the reality. Some of the things that happen in ISKCON today. We've got some mantras here, some little butterfly specimens that I've collected in my travels. Bhakti Vikash Maharaj, who's written about this topic, says that they're catchy jingles introduced into ISKCON kirtan. Catchy jingle number one. Govinda Bolo Hari Gopala Bolo. Who's heard that one? Come on. Fess up. Who's heard it sung by ISKCON devotees? Okay. Good numbers. Whoever heard Prabhupada chant this mantra? No hands. You heard Prabhupada chant? Govinda Hari, Bolo Hari, Gopala Bolo? Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Right, that we've all heard Prabhupada chant. But not Govinda Bolo Hari, Gopala Bolo. We've heard Prabhupada chant Govinda Jaya Jaya, Gopala Jaya Jaya. Radha Ramana Hari, Govinda Jaya Jaya. But other people chant other things. And so ISKCON devotees, sure, why not? They like it, why shouldn't we like it? Or they just don't know. They've never been told that you should chant what the Acharya has chanted and not chant cinema songs and other things. And so they don't have the discrimination. Or maybe they picked up a tape cassette from one of our very own temples and have heard this or other such bhajans and figured, well, we're selling it, we could be chanting it. It's not just that because it's Krishna's name or Govinda's name that you can just put them together and make your own composition. Unless you're Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, then whatever you do is authorized. If you're a self-realized devotee, it's fine. Otherwise, simply because you heard it on the street in Sri Vrindavan Dham, or because your Gujarati friends chanted, or whatever, that doesn't make it bona fide. Come on in. Another one from Bhakti Vikash Maharaj's collection. Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. Who's heard this one in this kirtan? Whoa! Bhakti Vikash Maharaj says it's a Brijbasi folk song. Whoever heard Prabhupada chant it? Hands up. No hands. It's a Brijbasi folk song. We all love Vrindavan and we all love the Brijbasis. But it's not that whatever a Brijbasi chants is immediately authorized. Another one. Jaya Radha Ramana Haribo. Jaya Radha Ramana Haribo. Who's heard this one in ISKCON Kirtan? Whoa, another popular favorite. Who heard Prabhupada chant it? Mm-hmm. Vikash Maharaj says, an invented pop bhajan. Another one, this is very popular in Govardhan. Radhe, Radhe, Shami, Radhe. Who's heard that? ISKCON? ISKCON Kirtan, who's heard it? Yeah, quite a number. Oh, Radharani, please introduce me to your Sham. Prabhupada never chanted it. It appears in a book called More Songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas. And the song is labeled, you know where the author's name goes? Traditional Gujarati chant. Which Vaishnava Acharya were you talking about? Traditional Gujarati chant. That makes it one of the songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas? No. And along with it, one of the verses is something else also heard lately. Radhe, 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 Shri Krishna, Radhe, Radhe. You've heard that? Yes. More songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas. Unidentified Vaishnava Acharyas. Well, anyway, Radharani ki jai, Maharani ki jai. No. Sampradaya vihina ye mantraste nishpalamata. What does that mean? Yes? Yeah, unless you've received your mantra in a bona fide sampradaya, nishpala. Nishpala means no benefit. Sampradaya vihin. Without coming through the sampradaya system, mantraste nishpala amata. It's considered worthless. However catchy it is, however popular it is, however nice it sounds on somebody's cassette, if it's not received through the sampradaya system, nishpalamata. The result, phal means fruit. There won't be any fruit to your effort. You're chanting, all these nice things. But because it's a cinema song, because it's a popular folk song, because it's an invented pop bhajan, because it wasn't received through the sampradaya system, you won't get the result. The result Srila Prabhupada described in teachings of Lord Chaitanya, that you get this devotional service. You advance in devotional service, the holy name of the Lord takes over, it spreads its influence, your preaching becomes potent, you become ecstatic. These are the fruits of chanting Hare Krishna, or chanting the bona fide mantras received through the disciplic succession. And the result of chanting some other thing is that, you know, everybody has a good time, it's popular, you attract some attention, whatever. But you don't get the benefit. Padma Purana, Sampradaya Vihina Ye, Mantraste Nishpala Amata. Any questions so far? Comments? You are all welcome to the question or comment.
You were saying, Maharaj, about the Vikas Swami wrote a book about these things?
It's in something he's written, which I think he's planning to include in a book. I have the essay he's written on this, but I think it was an advanced copy. I don't think it's... You have to ask Maharaj. I don't think it's published yet. Yes? You have hundreds and thousands of names like Krishna and Govinda, and there are no hard and fast rules for chanting these names. Yes. First of all, for performing Vedic sacrifices, there are all sorts of rules. You have to perform the previous activities for purification. You have to perform your sacrifice at a particular time and place. You have to be guided by the, you know, the right person has to be there. Everything has to be just so. You have to perform all sorts of ceremonies, throw the water in the right direction, over the right shoulder at the right time. All of these things are required. Your Vedic mantras, if you don't chant them correctly, then you can get the reverse result. Who was it? It's chanting a mantra Trashta. And he wanted to get somebody who would be, what was the right word, right and the wrong way? Indra's enemy and... wrong intonation, and he got exactly the opposite of what he intended. He got a demon who turned out to be Indra's enemy. Who would kill who, right. So you're just a little bit off in your mantra, and you wind up with the opposite of what you hoped for. Therefore they used to have, in the Vedic sacrifices, they would have this priest, that priest, another priest, and the last priest is the referee priest. He listens to the mantras, and if he hears something a little off, he quick has to fire the retro rocket. You know, he has to balance it out so that it comes out to be what it's supposed to be, so that you can get the result of the sacrifice. Otherwise, if it's not chanted exactly right, then you get the opposite, or you get nothing, or it doesn't work. Very precise. But similarly, Gayatri Mantra, you're supposed to chant three times a day, three sandhya. Dawn and dusk and noontime. There's prescribed times for chanting Gayatri Mantra, three sandhya. But for chanting Hare Krishna, smaranayana kala, doesn't matter. Chant when you like. Prabhupada said you can chant in the street, you can chant at home, you can chant at work, you can chant in the toilet room. Can't perform your Vedic performances in the toilet room. You can chant Hare Krishna in the toilet room, any place. No restriction on time or place. No restriction as to person, that this person's not eligible to chant the mantra, that person can't chant the mantra. Chanting the holy name of the Lord, Hare Kirtan, can be done anywhere, by anyone, any place, any time. Smaranayana kala. No restrictions like that. But and even in the beginning, you know, let anyone do anything chanting. Let them chant. But then, to advance in the process of chanting, they should take up the process. There was a discussion about this between Srila Prabhupada and Rameshwara Swami. There was some page appearing in Back to Godhead where different ordinary people would say things about the benefits of chanting. I sleep better now that I'm chanting Hare Krishna, says Susie Thompson, housewife. I feel I get a better start to my day, and you know, all of this kind of stuff. And there was one celebrity who was chanting, and she was giving her testimony about how great the mantra was. And there had been some objections expressed by other devotees, and Prabhupada was discussing this with Rameshwara Maharaj, who was in charge. And Rameshwara was explaining that just as in the beginning, you just asked anyone to chant, it didn't matter what they were, whether they were following regulative principles, not following, you just asked everyone, please chant Hare Krishna. So we, in that spirit, we're trying to get people to chant. And Prabhupada said, that's all right. He said, but we want them to come to the process. Unless they come to the process, it will degrade. It will deteriorate. It will become namaparad. Namaparad means they'll chant, but they'll chant offensively. And they won't come to the clearing stage where the offenses start to diminish. And therefore they won't get the full effect of the chanting. We want people to chant. We distribute freely, chant Hare Krishna. But then when they come to us, we ask you, please chant in the process. In the process means you hear. Just like we're advised, what is that? Avaishnava makod girnam putam harikatamritam. Shravana naiva kartavya. Sarpoch chishta yatape. Prabhupada paraphrased that this is milk touched by the lips of a serpent. The holy name is milk. There are no hard and fast rules for hearing and chanting the holy name. But Sanatana Goswami advises us, don't hear from the non-Vaishnavas. Then the milk will act like poison. Just as milk acts like poison, the holy name heard from the non-devotees should be avoided. And Prabhupada said that in his first record album. Chanting from the lips of non-devotees should be avoided, as much as milk touched by the lips of the serpent causes poisonous effects. There's no hard and fast rule, but we're advised, if you want to get the benefit, Don't hear from these people. So similarly, there are so many holy names of the Lord, and we could make up our own jingles and so many things. But we're advised, no, if you want to get the benefit, then follow in the footsteps of the great authorities who've chanted, Iti Shushumadhiranam Yena Stadpijachakshana. Hear from them and follow the same way, and you'll get the benefit. Yes.
With respect to Hare Krishna, sometimes you use Krishna, Krishna.
Well, that's sometimes we hear Krishna, sometimes we hear Krishna, sometimes we hear Krishna. That's not very important, because people may differ in their pronunciation according to where they're from, how they're accustomed to form their vowels, and so on. So the Bengalis, for example, their O's, their A's become very round like O's sometimes. And the Americans are something else, and the Spanish people, Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. But that's not very important. Prabhupada quoted a verse where Krishna is known as Bhavagrahi Janardana. Bhavagrahi Janardana means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who picks up the feeling of the devotee. So Prabhupada cited, for example, that sometimes the devotees chant Sri Guru Charana Padma. So Guru means cow. Prabhupada said, I am not a cow. But I don't object, I understand their purpose. So some little regional difference in pronunciation is not a very important thing. Yes, Abhay.
I just this point about the no hard and fast rules.
Mm-hmm.
Spiritual reform seminar, Chapa reform, and he explains, he starts to talk about a certain group of devotees in Hawaii who they put more emphasis on kirtan, kind of not really ISKCON, but that follow, of course, Sundar Guru. That's their mantra, is that there's no hard and fast rule. And they think that just by having, and he says they have nice kirtan, nice, very melodious, but he says, but what they forget is that the rest of the shloka. That Lord Chaitanya goes on to explain, and even though you enable us to approach you, but I have no taste or daiva, I'm unfortunate.
Mm.
And in Prabhupada's translation of that shloka at the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he actually translates saying, I'm so unfortunate that I have no attraction because of offenses.
Right. Quality chanting means avoiding the 10 offenses. Now, I can also say that even when there's some discrepancy in the chanting of Hare Krishna, at least they're chanting. Smaranaya Nikala. Somehow they're chanting Hare Krishna. It's good. It's mentioned in Shastra. If they chant jokingly or to indicate something else, or however, accidentally, still it's good. Even if it's part of two other words or somehow or other, it's good. And Prabhupada mentioned, one time I was in one of our temples, not our temple, our Gaudiya Vaishnava temples in Vrindavan. I forget which one it was. We'd gone for evening darshan. And there was an elderly Vaishnava who was sitting and chanting Hare Krishna, Nitai Gaur Radhe Sham Hare Krishna Hare Ram, or else this other one. I think that was what he was chanting. And he was chanting with great, obvious sincerity, great feeling, and chanting this mantra which we consider obnoxious. So I was kind of thinking, you know, he's chanting so sincerely and still it's this obnoxious mantra. And then I read someplace in one of Prabhupada's books where Prabhupada was saying that it's like that although they're chanting irregularly, still they're chanting the holy name of the Lord, so there's like a future hope for them. You know, the materialists are chanting, hello IBM, hello IBM, and what is the use? But these people are somehow or other very fortunate to be chanting the holy name of the Lord. And although it's irregular, somehow they're chanting Krishna's name. Generally we deprecate that they're all out of line, this, that, and that, they deserve it. But looking at it from the other side, somehow or other they're chanting Hare Krishna. Somehow they're chanting. So something is better than even the sahajas. It's given, they're given credit that although they're cheap devotees, although they're mundane devotees, although they're offensive devotees, somehow or other they're attracted to Krishna. So it's like a future hope for them that later, maybe another lifetime, they'll come to the regular process. So from that point of view, the holy name of the Lord is always beneficial. But we should chant in the process. In the process means, as you mentioned, avoiding the 10 offenses. Namnad bala jasyahi papa bhuti. I'm chanting Hare Krishna so Krishna will understand whatever nonsense I'm doing. It's all right. No. Then we don't get the result of chanting Hare Krishna because we're not following the process properly in the line of the acharyas. Something else? Okay. Here's more. This is from Harisari Prabhu's Transcendental Diary, Volume 4. He's speaking about a conversation held on September 6, 1976 in the garden in Vrindavan. Swayambhur wanted more clarification on what Srila Prabhupada had said about the chanting of Nitai Gaur, I guess that means Nitai Gaur Radhesham, being a deviation. In his mind, there was some contradiction, and he put it to Srila Prabhupada to resolve. Prabhupada, you wrote in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the Chaitanya Mahamantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, there's no offense to that. And so, therefore, in the Kali Yuga, it is actually more beneficial. Come on in, if you'd like. Prabhupada repeated his comments made to Harikesh Maharaj. Offense is that what is spoken by the acharyas, if you do not follow, that is offense. Gurur Avagya. To chant Gaur Nitai is no offense, but if our previous gurus have chanted Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita, why should we go beyond that? That is Gurur Avagya, disobeying the orders of the bona fide spiritual master. Even there is no aparad, because Guru, Kaviraj Goswami, has sung like that, and my Guru has sung, we should follow that. We should not make any deviation. That is Gurur Avagya. Gurur Avagya Shruti Shastra Nindanam Namno Balad Yasyahi Papa Buddhi. So it comes to be one of the items of the Dasavidha Aparad, the 10 offenses in chanting. Gurur Avagya. Then the conversation continues. Is it more beneficial for people to hear the Panchatattva mantra than the Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Swayambhur asked. Oh yes, Prabhupada told us. You're going to Hare Krishna through Nitai Gaur. Nitai Karuna Habe Braje Radha Krishna Pade. But he added, the principle is, don't try to manufacture. Because you are not experienced, so what nonsense you will manufacture, that will be offensive. Better go on the simple thing. Sometimes Prabhupada told us that our Western disease is that we always want to invent something. He quoted some Bengali song with walk on your hands, just somehow or other do something different. So that's not our principle. It's somehow we become advanced or we induce a state of ecstasy by coming up with something that no one has ever heard before, something novel, something unique, something inventive, something creative. That's not what makes kirtan go. That's not what makes actual ecstasy arise in the heart of the devotee. Better go on the simple thing. That's the theme. One time, I think it's later in this conversation, the devotee was asking about chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya on beats. Because this is again the speculative process. Well, there's no offense in chanting the Panchatattva mantra, there's offense in chanting Hare Krishna, we better chant the Panchatattva mantra. And we have beads, so we could be chanting on the beads, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Nam Nishya Dwaita. Great as a thinking process, but our method is not to think about what the best method would be. Our method is to take what the previous acharyas have done and follow that. We don't find it problem with Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu. Then why should we do it? Even one devotee and I had some discussion, and she was convinced that you're supposed to chant on the head bead before you chant your rounds. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vashadi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. And I said, really? And then we searched around, and I couldn't remember any initiation where Prabhupada had told anyone to do that. We couldn't turn up anything in folio where Prabhupada had said to do that. And we did turn up, of course they're usually cut off, but we found a few initiations, and Prabhupada always gave the same standard instruction. So you begin on one side of the head bead, and you chant on each bead like this, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You get to the other side, then don't cross over the head bead. You turn around, you go back. Each time you go from one side to the other side, that's one round. Nothing Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. But someone gets very intelligent and thinks, well, Sri Krishna Chaitanya before we chant. And so, Sakalineha Mahata Yoga Nashta Paranta. In this way, a little change, another little change, and pretty soon, gone. Unrecognizable. But in the kirtan, Prabhupada did tell us that before chanting Hare Krishna, we should chant the Panchatattva Mahamantra, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Shiva Shari Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Then, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes?
Usually, it's chanted three times in the Kirti during the Kirtan.
Yes.
Well, Panchatattva Mahamantra, so is that bona fide?
Yes, to chant three times is bona fide. I've heard some second-hand instruction like that. That Srila Prabhupada said three times. But in any case, it's not that the whole kirtan is supposed to be Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda. As Prabhupada said, the more importance should be given to the chanting of Hare Krishna. That's our main dal, rice, and chapatis. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. If you chant Panchatattva mantra three times, you will not be wrong. There was another question, yes.
Sometimes, I've been in the long life, sometimes, and if you chant the Guru Bhakti slowly, then by the time you go through the three times, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahamantra, Panchatattva Mahamantra, in time, almost towards the end of the arati.
Right.
So it would seem that one time would be okay on the surface.
Yes, one time would be okay under the circumstances. This is time management in Mangalarti. Very often we find that in the arti, by the time you reach the end, there's no Hare Krishna time. And there are various reasons for that. There's other things that creep into that arti that we could talk, which we will talk about in the course of this class, which might be profitably clipped out. Apart from that, Gravastakam may be chanted once rather than twice. And then you get all of a sudden a lot of time for chanting Hare Krishna, which is our main substance. Yes. There was another question in this site? Okay. Yes, Maji. First you chant one round. Which mantra? First you chant one round Nityananda mantra. Then you chant one round Gauranga mantra. What comes next? Then Maha mantra. You heard this from one devotee. Very interesting. Well, we certainly have to add that to our collection. Well, I can tell you one devotee I never heard it from. Our founder Acharya never gave such an instruction. These are the things. Little change, a little change, another little change, and soon it's all gone. Very important simply to follow. Prabhupada said this is the qualification. He told us you're all being trained to be spiritual masters, to carry on this tradition. And what is the qualification of the spiritual master? Not to add anything, not to subtract anything, not to change anything. He told us that dozens and dozens and hundreds of times. Don't add, don't subtract, don't change. That's our job. We're, the devotee has to act as a postman. Now, the pure devotee acts like a postal peon, Prabhupada used to say. That the letter he's received, he doesn't open it up and say, well, we can improve the second paragraph or third paragraph is nonsense. Just delivers the letter as it is, and then his business is finished. He doesn't have to do anything else. His job is to deliver. So our job is delivery voice. Delivery voice. We just have to hear from the authority. That's the beginning. If you hear from the wrong source, sometimes we hear from wrong sources. If we hear from the wrong source and then repeat what we've heard, then we're wrong from the beginning. If we hear from the professional bhajan singers, if we hear from the professional, from the cinema artists, if we hear from the Bhagavad, professional Bhagavad readers, if we hear from the Prakriti Sahajas, if we hear from the Apasampradayak people, if we hear from some unauthorized source, then what we deliver will also be unauthorized. It will also be contaminated. Mayavadi Pasha Shunile Hoy Sarvanash. If you hear from the Mayavadis, you're ruined. Avaishnava Mukho Girnam Bhutam Haritam Shravana Naiva Kartavya. We shouldn't hear. Sometimes we see that there's some big reciter, professional reciter, and all the devotees want to go here. Or all the congregational members, they want to go here. Because they haven't been sufficiently understood the instruction. They're thinking it's so nice, and you know how those who've seen these professional reciters, they put on such a good, they're very saintly, and they speak so nicely, and they have great animation, they tell you about Krishna Katha, and then after they've spoken some Krishna Katha, and it's time for a song, and they strike up the band, and then there's a nice song, right? And then there's some more Krishna Katha, and it's a beautiful performance. But it's professional. It's not coming in the prompt. If you ask, they'll do Bhagavad Katha 1 week, and then the next week it's Shiv Katha. Another week it's Ganesh Katha. Or even if it's simply Hari Katha, they're not coming in the, if they're not coming in the parampara system, what is the use? Shravana naiva kartavya. We shouldn't hear from them. Yes.
One thing that has become noticeable.
Loud, loud.
One thing that's become noticeable, sometimes in the kirtan, is the simpler it is, the more ecstatic it can become. So sometimes you have the phrasing of a mantra and you can stretch the notes, and it's very difficult to follow. And certainly, as a classic example, was very simple kirtan. Srila Prabhupada, in fact, his Vedantic disappearance.
We'll talk about that more as we go along. The benefit of simplicity in the kirtan. It's not that because I do something that's fancy, it's therefore more potent or more enlivening to the soul, more purifying, more anything except more fancy. Now that's not to say that expertise is forbidden, but sometimes we become carried away by our fanciness, and that doesn't help us. The real thing that helps us is what Prabhupada, what I quoted from Prabhupada saying in the beginning, that it's this pure consciousness. This purity of consciousness, this feeling of this intention to follow in the footsteps of the spiritual master and chant the holy name with similar respect, worshipping the holy name. There's one temple I go to has not 24-hour kirtan, but kirtan throughout the day. And there are some devotees, perhaps not the most advanced of our devotees, who chant. And not that all who chant are less advanced, but some of them are less advanced. And they've been told so many times by the temple authorities to chant simply. And still you can hear them from the balcony doing Hare Krishna. And waiting to be discovered by Bollywood or else someone coming from America and ready to offer a green card. And even when they're told, then next day they're back, and it's so like straightening a dog's tail. Someone was put in charge of keeping them straight. It was so hard because they've not understood the essence of chanting Hare Krishna. They're still performing music and not actually chanting the holy name. Yes.
Well, what to do in the case of devious chants coming from senior devotees?
Devious chants?
Yeah.
Devious chants coming from the senior devotees? Well, I suppose it depends who you are and where you are and who they are. In the case of unusual chants coming from senior devotees, one thing we do is suffer. You go through the kirtan and you go, oh. You're in ecstasy, he's chanting Hare Krishna, it's great, and all of a sudden there it is, you know, that little creature from the Blue Lagoon. So you have various alternatives. One is to stand there and suffer. One, of course, is to go right along with it and get into it. Neat. Another is to suffer. Another is to vote with your feet. Vote with your feet means walk out, which is something that I increasingly do these days because I've found in my personal spiritual life that if I stay, I start getting angry. And when I leave, I start getting my rounds done. And getting my rounds done or chanting japa is more beneficial for me spiritually than standing in the arti and having ill thoughts about the kirtan. So I walk out on a lot of kirtans, as it happens, quite a large number. Sometimes, of course, I'm in a position to say something and correct the person. That's one of the advantages of seniority. You can get on people's cases sometimes. Whereas if we like, we can also have charitable thoughts, and we may think, well, this person is so advanced in Krishna consciousness, even if there's some small discrepancy, it's not of much consequence. There's a verse in, I think, Narasimha Purana, that even if you see some discrepancy in the life of a devotee, it's like the marks on the moon that look like a rabbit. The Westerners see a man in the moon, the Indians see a rabbit in the moon. So the moon is called Shashi. Shashi also means rabbit. So anyway, whatever you see there in the moon, there are these little marks. But that doesn't mean that the moon is no good, that we reject the moon because it has some marks on it. So even if we sometimes hear some senior devotee or advanced devotee chanting something which may not be quite to the standard, we may avoid a critical mentality, and that may help us in our Krishna consciousness. Or, of course, as in any such thing, we may speak to some godbrother of that devotee and say, you know, Prabhu, he's such a wonderful devotee, but, you know, I noticed that he's chanting XYZ, whatever it is. Could you say something to him? That may happen. Or if you want to be really subtle, you could say, Maharaj, I just attended this great seminar, and here's the tape. Is that okay?
Sometimes the biggest problem is not the senior devotees, but their followers and disciples, because they would say, you know, the master of the master chants this mantra.
Yeah, I know. Then there's not a whole lot you can do. It's very hard to say, well, I'm sorry, but your guru is, you know, a little...
I think that's a problem, because in the temple present, the devotees attempt to chant in different mantras.
Well, if you're the temple president, then you can do it on authority. That is, that's all right, your spiritual master may do it, but it's simply the temple policy. Temples are entitled to their policies. You know, your spiritual master may take rest at 9:30, and our temple policy is everyone takes rest at 8:30. So, you know, because you're in the temple, you follow the temple. You know, your spiritual master may drive on the right, but because this is a different country, we drive on the left. You know, he may play kartals that are like this, but here we have a 3-inch limit on kartals. So that's, you're entitled to do that, just as long as you don't ask them to sing something unbonafide. And I'm sure their spiritual master also chants Hare Krishna, Panchatattva Mahamantra, and all sorts of other things that your temple policy allows. So they can follow their spiritual master by chanting those things. And the things that your temple policy excludes, they should kindly forego. And they can chant in some other venue. We have to respect that they have their spiritual master, they're supposed to follow, they're doing the right thing. But it's not that because the spiritual master chants something, it has to be chanted everywhere. We may have a different, from place to place, things may be different. And we should try to avoid criticizing also. Not that we become preoccupied with some, after all, small matter, and start getting dragged into criticism. Then that starts to eat away at everything. It should be respectful of the relationship that the devotee has. And if we have a problem, then we should seek to correct it some other way than to criticize the spiritual master in the disciple's presence. That's not very good. Okay? Something else? Was there a question? One corner? Yes? Well, we'll get to some of these things as we come along. There are lots of things that can be chanted. Jai Sachinandan, of course, is mentioned by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur as one of the things he was hoping that the foreign devotees would mix with the Indian devotees and chant. So there's some room there. These things are mentioned by the acharyas. But it's not that our, when you come to a Hare Krishna temple or when there's kirtan in the big city, Nagar Kirtan, then everything becomes Nitai Gauranga Gaur Hari. And then we become known as the Nitai Gauranga Gaur Hari movement instead of the Hare Krishna movement. Hare Krishna is still our main product, main food. Yes?
I have a question about different bhajans, like the chariots.
Hmm.
Like in Gaur, I keep the Sankha Bhajan, which is not explicitly part of the song.
Yeah, there's a name, a word for those things. It's in Bhakti Vikash Maharaj's little essay. Hmm?
Alankar.
No, there's another word. It also starts with A. Alankar means ornaments, but there's something else. Let me just find this.
What I was going to ask is that there's a lot of those different ones also. They go from, every church will go to, bhajan.
Even Srila Prabhupada sometimes would chant those portions of bhajans, and there's a word for that, and it's a bona fide practice. And let me find the authoritative words of Bhakti Vikash Maharaj on this, because he had a good little thing. Let's see if I can find it. Share with me, okay? They're called akars, and here we go. Quoting from Bhakti Vikash Maharaj, akars are lines added to songs for poetical effect. They are commonly used in Bengali kirtan to repeat or explain a point already made. They sometimes take the form of long poetical digressions. There are many standard akars for well-known Bengali songs. In ISKCON, only two simple akars are common. The lines Gorangera Arti Sobha Jagajana Manalobha and Shankha Bhaje Kanta Bhaje Madhur 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 Madhur, sung in the Gaur Arti Kirtan. Some ISKCON devotees, especially from Bengal, sing akars for every line of the Gaur Arti song. However, as Srila Prabhupada wanted the chanting of Hare Krishna take up at least half of the Arti Kirtan, and as he did not like new innovations, it suggested that we stick to the form approved by Srila Prabhupada. So they're not wrong, these akars, and Prabhupada, sometimes in other bhajans you'll hear that Prabhupada is chanting these akars. They're quite okay, but especially in the Arti, if it's all akar and no Hare Krishna, then we have a problem. Any other question here? Okay. Here's a quotation from Srila Prabhupada. Maybe we're moving on to more controversial ground here. For worshipping the deities in Bombay, including Sitaram, there's absolutely no change in worship. Adopt the same method as in our Vrindavan center, simply with three pujaris, just like in Vrindavan. They are all Vishnu Tattva, Ramchandra, Radha Krishna, Gaur Nitai. No additional kirtans. Simply do exactly as in Vrindavan. Letter to Saurabh, 1976, 0607. Jaya Sita Ram, Lakshmana Ram, Jaya Sita Ram, Lakshmana Ram. They chant that in Vrindavan? No additional kirtans. Simply do exactly as in Vrindavan. I don't know, I've never heard Prabhupada chant Jai Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman, Jai Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Kirtan. Anyone here? And in fact, there's a story someplace. They stopped someone from chanting Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram on Ram Nomi, on Lord Ramchandra's appearance day. He stopped someone from chanting that. Then on some other occasion he said it was okay. Maybe Lokanath Maharaj was chanting at some other time. Prabhupada he was alright, probably didn't take exception to it. But there's some additional lines added by Gandhiji, and they're completely not in our line. And, yes?
So Marge, that you're saying that that instruction by Srila Prabhupada is not just referring to singing like a Ram Bhajan, but also not to even chant Jai Sri Ram Bhajan Hanuman.
No additional kirtans. No additional kirtans. Simply do exactly as in Vrindavan.
But then they should chant Jai Ram Shyam Sundar.
Who said they should?
Well, I mean, you say that's a kirtan, the pranam is the
end. Kirtan means, that's not a pranam, that's part of the kirtan. Which we didn't have in Prabhupada's day, by the way. Hardly. In Vrindavan, there was no Jai Radha Sham Sundar thing going on at the end of the kirtan. We'll talk more about that as we go along. But it's not something that Prabhupada did. But at least that we can say with authority and confidence, that Prabhupada in his kirtans did not end by chanting the names of the deities, other than Hare Krishna and Rama. He didn't do that. Yes? That was a joke. That was a one-off joke, as far as I understand. There are these. There's this beautiful kirtan next door, which Prabhupada was so much vexed about. There are these people from some Sahaja Sampradaya who do, I don't know if it's 24-hour kirtan, but a lot of hours anyway. Nitai Gaura Radhe Sham Hare Krishna Hare Ram, which Prabhupada mentioned several times in his purports because he considered it a bit obnoxious, and told us that it's rasabhas, it's unauthorized and so on. But here are these people who chant it loud all day long in Vrindavan, and close enough to Prabhupada's room that Prabhupada had to endure it. So one day Prabhupada jokingly said to someone, to some devotee, that you should chant Jai, what is that? Nitai Gaura Radhe Sham Jai Krishna Balaram. Taking their mantra and flipping it around a little bit, Prabhupada made it something that you could chant. Jai Krishna, Jai Nitai Gaura, Jai Radhe Sham, Jai Krishna Balaram, then it becomes like that. But it wasn't like Prabhupada was saying, now in our Vrindavan temple, in every arti, you should chant Nitai Gaura Radhe Sham Jai Krishna Balaram. And in fact, they never did. You know, it never became a regular practice in Vrindavan, neither during Prabhupada's time nor after. As far as I understand, it was, you know, a joke that Prabhupada was making. And a criticism, at the same time, a criticism of this Nitai Gaura Radhe Sham Sampradaya. And, you know, suggesting, all right, if you want to chant Nitai Gaura Radhe Sham, then just say Jai Krishna Balaram and Shalega, people go. Not a firm instruction that we should actually do it. Is that okay? Yes?
Srila Prabhupada did not introduce the chanting of the deities and angels at the end of the kirtan.
No, he didn't.
Who did and why?
Who did and why? I'm not sure, and I don't know. Now, I think there may be one letter where Prabhupada said it was okay that they could chant maybe Radha Vandanishwara or something like that. I do know how it got started, actually. Well, maybe in speculative history, there's a song to the six Goshamis that mentions all their deities. That was introduced by Achyutananda Maharaj on his famous songs of the Vaishnavacharya's cassette, book actually, which contained various authorized songs. That song is quite okay. But you practically, I almost never hear that song chanted in ISKCON. The song with all the deities' names and the acharyas' names. No one remembers the order, no one knows which deities go with which acharyas, if they can even remember which acharyas it were. You very rarely hear this song. No one seems to. Huh? During Damodar month, they sing it.
Oh.
In Vrindavan. Oh, here, in Mayapur. Oh, good. It's an authorized song, it's okay, it's in the songbook. Prabhupada saw the songbook, it's fine. Then, seems devotees thought, well, if it could be Radha Damodar, then it could also be Radha, my deity. And there may be a letter where Prabhupada said it was okay, you can chant Radha Lendanishwar or something. And during Prabhupada's time, we sometimes heard they were chanting Radha Vrindavan Chandra. And it came on the movie also, Hare Krishna people. And I didn't hear Prabhupada object to it. So it may not even be objectionable. With certainty we can say that Prabhupada didn't do it. Didn't introduce it, didn't ask us to do it, didn't instruct us to do it. That much we can say for sure. And we can also note that now it's become obligatory. You know, why didn't you chant the deity's names at the end of the kirtan? You know, it's just, that's how you do kirtan. You chant Hare Shri Krishna Chaitanya, then you chant the deity's names. Chant Hare Krishna, then you chant the names of the deities. And then, Zen Jai Prabhupada, and you know, all this stuff. And sometimes, again, why there's no time for Hare Krishna in the RT is because there's 5 or 10 minutes of deity names. And I could play some. Unfortunately, I don't have a really good butterfly connection, collection of deity chanting mantras. But sometimes it really goes. I have some pretty good specimens. But you know, they'll chant whatever deities they have. Jaya Gornitai, Jaya Radhe Sham, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Chalagram, Jaya. And then the chant Jai Prabhupada, and then Jai Nitai Gaur again, and then Kadi Bol again. And I couldn't tell you what's the right order. Do you start from Prabhupada and go to Nitai Gaur and then up to Radha Krishna? Or do you start from Radha Krishna and work your way down so that you'll end with Prabhupada? Or do you do that and then go back to Nitai Gaur? You know, I don't know what the authorized order is, because Prabhupada never did any of this stuff. So it's one of those things which has developed. It drives me nuts, I can say that. But it seems that Prabhupada also sanctioned it to some extent. What extent? I don't want to say. But at least in Bombay, they should simply do, as in Vrindavan, no additional kirtans. Yes. Oh, I've got good ones for Lord Jagannath. Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Balaram, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Balaram, Jaya Subhadra, Jaya Jagannath, Jaya Balaram. They get so fancy that you don't know, nobody can follow it. And Ratiyatra Prabhupada told Tamal Krishna, chant Jaya Jagannath, chant Jaya, and it's all right, but starts getting so... Yeah, well, that's all right. Jagannath Swami Nayanapathagami Bhavatume. It's a line from a bona fide song. But again, what's objectionable, in my humble opinion, maybe I shouldn't be giving humble opinions, but what drives me mad, I can say that as an objective fact, what drives me mad is when it starts to become that this is the substance of the kirtan. That by the time they've finished all the jai deity, and lately you hear after the Gurvastakam, then it's jai deities, jai deities, jai deities, jai deities. Then Sri Krishna Chaitanya, then Hare Krishna, then Jaya Deities, Jaya Deities, Jaya Deities, and then Nishinga Arti, then Jaya Deities, Jaya Deities, and then Tulsi Arti, Jaya Deities, Jaya Deities, Jaya Deities. All right, deities I think must be getting tired of it. Could you guys please chant Hare Krishna? I feel safe and secure with Hare Krishna. I start getting antsy when these things start getting chanted, especially at length. That's just an objective report on my psychological status. Yes.
Sometimes devotees like to have a good amount of time to chant, say, the names of Srimati Radharani or the names of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Chaitanya. Sometimes a kirtan like that can go on for, on a special day, for like a half an hour or something. Is that one fine on that special day?
Well, we've got Prabhupada stopping Raghupati Raghava Raja Ram on Ram Nomi. I have a good Jai Radhe story or two to tell you. Not favorable. Saving it for an upcoming, this is coming attraction. Everything is there in Panchatattva Mahamantra and Hare Krishna Mahamantra. If it's Nityananda's day, appearance day, he's there in the Panchatattva Mahamantra. Srimati Radharani is there. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. What, 8 times or so in the Mahamantra? She's not left out. Prabhupada chanted on Radhastami one time, Radhe Jaya Jaya Madhava Daite. This is an authorized bhajan received from the acharyas. Very nice. The authorized bhajans sung by the acharyas can be chanted. The Hare Krishna Mahamantra and Panchatattva Mahamantra can be chanted. And other things. Hare Krishna. Okay. We are, yes. Jai Prabhupada, we've chanted in Prabhupada's presence, and there was never any objection to that, and Prabhupada writes someplace that chanting of the names of the pure devotees who are addressed with names like Vishnupada and Prabhupada is, I think he may even say, better than chanting the holy name, but certainly it's authorized. That was done in Prabhupada's presence, physical presence, not just he was present and they were chanting someplace else, in kirtan in front of Prabhupada. That was done. So you're on safe ground. Yes? Excessively? I don't know exactly what excessively is, except that when there's no Hare Krishna again, then...
People are doing a lot of things like, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada.
Well, you can... I don't see an objection there. If the tune has changed and you're glorifying Prabhupada, there's not... I don't have an objection there. Except that if it just becomes that, then where's Krishna? Krishna's also there with Prabhupada, so that's something to be said. And there are places, well, that's another issue, and we're running out of time. Certainly before the Gurvastakam, chanting Jai Prabhupada is weird, in my opinion. That before glorifying your spiritual master, you chant Jai Prabhupada, and then you chant the mantra to the songs of the spiritual master. Isn't that out of order? If you're not Prabhupada's direct disciple? Just like we chant Prabhupada's pranam mantra, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur's pranam mantra, Gaura Kishore Das Babaji, Evam Parampara Prabhupada, in that way. So then, I don't exactly get the logic of chanting Prabhupada's mantra first, then the Gurvastakam, and so on. Or, what to speak of, in the middle of the Gurvastakam, you know, 4 verses and then Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, as if this were the Prabhupada song, which it's not. Prabhupada is the founder Acharya of ISKCON, certainly. Prabhupada is exceedingly important to, essential to all of our spiritual lives. But we may have our personal spiritual master other than Srila Prabhupada, by whose guidance we get trained in following Srila Prabhupada. And to offer obeisances to Prabhupada first and our spiritual master second or to, let's put it this way, to offer obeisances to the previous acharyas first and our own spiritual master second, strikes me as unusual. It's not what we were taught to do. Yes? Oh, we're going to come to that. I'm going to save some stuff for tomorrow. I have Gurudev stories for you. I have Gordon Nityananda Bowl stories for you. I've got Hari Bowl stories for you. We'll have a good time for the next few days, okay? but we should stop because time has come. Maybe we should have a little cure time for the last few minutes. Anyone want to risk leading after all that? Who wants to give it a go here? Just lead a few minutes of cure time. Come on, brave man. Go for it.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya.